Imagine for a second that you hold the ultimate admin passwords to the entire operating system of your life. Like, you have root access, you have the full developer credentials.
Right.
But instead of actually programming the system, you're living like a guest user who can't even change the desktop wallpaper.
Yeah, just completely locked out of your own machine.
Exactly. I mean, the alarm goes off and you are instantly on the defensive. You're surviving the commute, dodging the news cycle, weathering the economy, and essentially just floating on the currents of whatever your circumstances happen to be that day.
Just reacting to everything.
Right, reacting. You are bailing water out of a leaky rowboat, entirely convinced that, well, this is just what it means to be human. But today, we are looking at a text that claims this posture of mere survival is it's not our original design at all.
Not even close.
In fact, it argues that humanity didn't just lose its spiritual way at the dawn of time. We literally handed over the administrative deed to the planet in, like a cosmic phishing scam.
It is a stunning premise. Honestly, it's a radical redefinition of human agency.
Yeah, it really is.
So the text we're unpacking today is from a 2025 book by Dr. Lintore Fortuyn, and it's titled Authorized to Stand Between Heaven and Earth.
Such a powerful title.
It is. And the core argument here is that the feeling of being a helpless bystander, the idea that life is something that just happens to you, is actually a symptom of a forgotten identity.
And to be clear for you listening, our mission for this deep dive today is to thoroughly deconstruct Dr. Fortuyn's highly specific, deeply layered theological framework.
Right, because this isn't just a light motivational read.
No, not at all. We are stepping away from the idea of spirituality as this passive, ethereal religion where you just cross your fingers and, hope the universe takes pity on you.
Yeah, exactly.
This text treats the spiritual realm as a literal functioning system of governance. We're going to explore legal rights, delegated authority, cosmic jurisdictions, and how the author believes humans are uniquely designed to be the bridge between the unseen realm and the physical world.
It's fascinating.
It takes the whole concept of pleading for a break and replaces it with legislating your reality.
Legislating your reality. I love that phrasing. But to grasp the mechanics of how this legislation is supposed to work today, we really have to start at the foundational blueprint.
Right, the origin story.
Exactly. We have to rewind to the text's view of human identity and the original job description. Like, why does humanity exist in the first place? And Dr. Fortuyn anchors this entirely in the Genesis narrative.
Okay, let's dive into that.
Specifically, he looks at Genesis 1, verses 26 through 28, where the creator says, "Let us make man in our image, let them have dominion."
So let's unpack that word image because, well, growing up, I always assumed that just meant looking like God in some vague metaphysical sense.
Right, like a portrait or something.
Yeah, exactly. But